Hello everyone, welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone. So I've received a couple of messages. When I say a couple, I mean a slurry of people out there who want to meditate and have started to meditate, but continue to fall off the wagon. So I thought I would share three easy ways to get back into meditation once you've fallen off. And if anyone has ever tried to create a ritual of meditation in their lives and have slipped off, this is going to be really great for you too. So maybe the better way of saying this is I'm going to tell you three ways to stop avoiding meditation. So for those of you out there who have struggled to create a regular meditation practice, there's a lot of different ways that get in the way, right? Sometimes we're out of our norm, so we decide we're traveling, we want a little break, maybe we sleep in, or maybe we go to bed late, and it's hard for us to find that time to sit and be still. So part of that is knowing that there are different ways to incorporate meditation into your life. And I know that I'm not alone here. There's many people out there who know that there are things that make them healthier and happier, but just somehow emotions begin to trump logic when you're, you know, talking yourself out of sitting for 5 minutes when you rather be watching Netflix or the latest episode of a show you really love. So instead of trying to convince yourself or try and, you know, coerce yourself with a treat or something, here are just some easy ways to just get back into your routine. So number one is to name it to tame it. So instead of denying something that you're maybe avoiding or you're afraid to face. This is one of the things that I find with people that I talk to. Sometimes sitting can be very confronting, right? Because you're literally sitting with your own thoughts. And sometimes people, there's a fear around that. So instead of denying that you're afraid, just look and face the fear, give it a name. For me, it's, the fear of not doing well or not doing enough, right? So you name it. Number two is to comfort yourself. So you start by exhaling deeply, which is key to calming the nervous system. So think about something that makes you feel safer. So what can you do to soothe yourself right now? And this can't include a substance or a glass of wine. I'm saying something that's going to comfort you and soothe you right now. For me, it's doing a loving kindness meditation or to just begin to think about the people that I love in my life and to wish them well and to wish them happiness, or to just think about nature or put myself in a state where I can, you know, send love out into the world. And that for me really helps. And it really gives me comfort, right? It puts things into perspective. Number three is to just take a baby step. So you don't have to break any behavior you're avoiding. You don't have to change your life completely. You don't have to have a full meditation set up with your little temple and your cushion and your candles. It doesn't have to be all that. It literally could just be you sitting for 3 minutes and that's it. What's something I say is that we have 1,440 minutes in the day. You can find 3 of those minutes to just sit, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just come back to this sense of security and the sense of grounding. And that's it. That's all you really need to do, just those three simple things. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It's just our ability to see where we are, to feel where we are, and just have an experience of that moment. So these are just some simple ways for you to get right back onto your meditation cushion. Don't even worry if you've missed a day, a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. It doesn't matter. It's never not a good time to meditate. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.radicallylove.com/podcast to read all about today's guests or past guests. You can click on any of the links, or for more information, you can always follow me on Instagram @RosieAcosta or Twitter @RosieAcosta, and let us know what you thought.